from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
Canada is cold.
Well, we had a couple freaking nice warm days there, a couple, for past weekend. I was actually, I was tricked into thinking it was spring. I'm like, beautiful spring! I remember what it's like, and then all of a sudden the cold came back and said, you shut your mouth, bitch.
Yeah.
Slap.
This winter is never going to end. Global warming, where are you?
Ah, that old fucking chestnut, eh? The global warming joke. Okay, let's start right into the topics because we got a lot to talk about.
Okay then.
The first thing that I want to talk to you about is a report that was released recently, stating that the number of atheists have climbed almost 8% since 1990. It went from 8.2% to 15% in 2008. That now say that they have no religious denominations or do not believe in a personal god.
Yeah.
Now, that's a pretty damn big news. Actually, hilariously enough, it's the New England area that has the highest percentage of atheists. I don't think it's a coincidence that they're near a bunch of, like,
gigantic godless cities.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And that they're near us, who are not, us Canadians, who are not typically very religious.
I can't say one way or another, I suppose. Because here's the thing, you've got a big difference when people are just kind of like, yeah, I believe in God, and they don't really think about it or apply anything to it. And then you got, I really think that you really have to break things up, and you've got hardcore atheists, casual atheists, people who really don't give a damn either way or another.
Non-theists.
But these people fall into different categories, you know? It's like, do you believe in a god and a higher power? They're like, oh, you know, I guess no. Who knows what they're being counted
well,
as?
Well, that's exactly what, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, actually, was the fact that I think that the jump doesn't have to do with the fact that there are more people who don't believe in God. I just think it's more people who are willing to be honest about it.
Yeah, no,
I think
absolutely.
That's the big difference.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you there.
But it's funny because I actually had this conversation with my sister over the Christmas holiday. I think you're going to get a kick out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, everybody had rented a cottage, and I sat down with my sister, and we just decided to have a conversation about God.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, Carolyn, I got this feeling that I don't think you believe in God. I mean, you tell everybody you're an agnostic. And, mm-hmm. you know, she has to because her husband's, he's religious.
Mm-hmm.
But I told her, I said, look, if you really haven't made up your mind, do you really think that tomorrow you're going to say, yeah, sure, there's a God? I mean, you take that position because you don't want to rock the boat. But, you know, I told her at the same time, I'm like, how lame does that feel to you to have to sort of say that you're just agnostic? Rather than the fact that you're just like, fuck this God shit, I don't believe. I mean, that's how she feels. That's how she really feels.
Well, if it's a contentious thing with the relationship and she doesn't really care that much about it, then yeah, you want to keep that kind of thing on the DL. I can understand that.
Well, look, I mean, you for you it's no big deal, but like, there are plenty of people that have to sort of play the agnostic card that are sick and tired of it. Sick and tired of just suddenly saying, well, I'm sitting on the fence. No, you're not. You're not really sitting on the fence. I think you should have as much the right to say, well, I do believe in God, as somebody to say, well, I don't. Mm-hmm. And you know, and if your significant other makes that an issue, I mean, they're the fuckers.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just sitting there and you're saying, I don't believe in God. Let's not make this an issue. But to fucking pussyfoot around calling yourself an agnostic specifically for that reason does suck.
But we've gone over this many, many times. You are very unyielding in a large variety of ways, which is why you have generally been single for the majority of your life.
No, that wasn't because I was. That wasn't the reason why I was single. Look, I'm still the same unyielding way,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like I connect with the ladies now, and has nothing to do with religion. It's just the fact that I suppose at the time that was the first conversation that I was having with them.
Mm.
But I mean, eventually, it doesn't need to be that much of an issue as long as you understand that there's certain things that you shouldn't talk about in a relationship. You know, sometimes people have different political opinions. Are you going to say you're politically neutral when you have a fucking discussion, or you're like, you don't go vote just because you're afraid that your spouse is a Republican? You're going to vote Democrat?
I will avoid arguments and discussions on the topic because I understand where that person stands already.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying
it's all just about not
getting
him.
I was having a private conversation with my sister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't as though the husband was there.
Yeah, no.
But she was still sticking to the agnostic stance because it's almost like one of those default, I got to say this thing. And I'm like, look, you've probably thought about your position already, and you've chosen, but now you're still lying about that choice.
So what did she say then?
She actually admitted that I was right, mm-hmm. actually. And you know, she now dares to call herself an atheist. And you know what? In a way, when I explained it to her like that, she felt better about that choice.
Yeah.
She was like, she said, you know, you are right. I don't fucking believe in it. This is not going to happen. Like, there is no faith in my bones.
You got to understand that the people who sit on the fence most of the time are just people that don't want to get involved to one degree or another. It's not so much that they're lying to themselves or anything else like that. They just don't care enough to get involved in any kind of discussion that would have them choose a side.
Well, you know what? It's a normal response that people have, but it's one of those things where you suddenly say, I'm not going to be involved at all in politics. But, and I say, that's the bullshit, because as soon as you say, I'm not going to be involved in something that's that important, I'm like, whoa, you need to be part of this conversation, because whether or not you like it, that conversation, those decisions are being made for you.
Yeah, but everybody has to pick and choose their own battles and what they want to get involved with in life. I mean, you could say that a whole bunch of people are sitting on the fence regarding Israel and Palestine, and if you thought about it, you'd really pick one side or another. But most people are just like, yeah, you know, that's probably true, but I'm not going to, because I don't want to really get involved.
Well, it's a very different thing with your example, because religion does play a very, very important and domineering role in American politics and in politics of most of the country. So if you say, I don't need to be concerned about this,
yeah, but
you want to be a good citizen, I'm like, I got news for you. This whole fence-sitting bullshit is not a position. It's just, you know what it is? It's basically sort of, it's phoning it in. It is phoning it in as a citizen, man.
Phoning it in as a citizen.
It is phoning it as a citizen.
People just have other things to do sometimes.
Oh, give me a fucking break. You know what they have to do all day? Fucking watch, bullshit TV all day. That's what they got to do. I got to get this done. I TiVo'd this, and I'm going to watch this for the next 8 hours.
You're right. There's nobody out there who's too busy to really deal with atheism and
no,
religious issues.
I'm saying, like, too busy to fucking what? Finally think about the question of sort of like the existence or non-existence of God. I mean, everybody fucking phones it in. They don't care. I mean, that 15% or whatever that says they don't believe in a personal God, I mean, how many of those people have really fucking...
Well, here's the thing. Most of them are probably too stupid to even be real atheists. They don't know enough about atheism to believe on anything other than just faith. That they have faith in the things that they've read and the arguments they've heard from other people being valid, but they haven't put in the footwork in to understand why science disproves a God.
Well, that's exactly the problem. As soon as we say, hey, it's agnosticism is fair, you're allowed to be stupid. I'm like, I'm not going to deny the fact that they are, but I'm not going to celebrate their decision not to educate themselves. Oh, congratulations, you have no opinion. Wow, you're such a great human being. You've really fucking nailed that one.
I just think that for you it's really important, and for other people it's not. And for you to say that people that it's not important to are just TV watching yahoos, they're just lazy, I think that is quite a wide, dark brush to be painting with, my friend.
Well, I'll paint with that fucking brush a little bit, because you know what? It may be very broad, and it's very definitely stereotypical, but my impression of every single agnostic individual that I've met is this very lazy intellectual fucking attitude. It's an attitude where they basically decide, well, you know, I don't want to, I can't say either way, therefore I'm going to have no opinion. Agnosticism is a weak position. It's a weak position because if you look at it from the position of saying someone who is religious and somebody who isn't, both of these positions sort of like have a great deal of time, effort, and thought invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even people that are very deeply religious that have had a sort of like a strong level of commitment. I'm not saying they're right. I mean, I debate with these people. I'm like, you guys are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to fucking deny the fact that these people have put in the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that the issue of the existence or non-existence of God is perhaps one of the most important issues for a human being to consider.
Oh.
And I'm like, I know that's not how you feel. You probably feel, well, there are far more important concerns. There are not many. There are not many more important concerns, because that concern, those thoughts, they dominate everything. Every aspect of people's lives are dominated by these thoughts. It would be the equivalent of saying, well, it's not important to think about morality. because all these things are being decided for you. But it is important to think about morality, because they define you as a person, they define your society, they define everything about your environment. Just in the level of thought, in the level of application that's being applied in this sort of one important, you know, aspect.
So are you saying that people who just kind of sit on the fence are just kind of following along with this religious morality? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that if you want to be a well-rounded individual, I'm saying that there's a certain amount of thought that has to be put into that question.
Yeah.
And I believe that, you know, at least even from my own experience, the people that call themselves agnostics are often those individuals who have put the least amount of thought and effort into it. They're like, well, it's a really hot topic. It's really a lot of people are debating this. I want to stay out of this. And I'm like, this is a lazy intellectual fucking position.
I just
very
think
lazy.
For a lot of these people, it just doesn't have any impact on their lives either way. And I, if they don't want to get involved in it, I don't think they should have to. I think there are a lot of people with a lot of more important concerns on their table than...
I think that's a load of bullshit. I mean, this whole important concern assumes that a person is, like, constantly being tugged left and right with all these difficult choices, when the honest truth is we have a lot of leisure time that we spend doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking about anything.
Yeah, you know,
like, well, I'm not going to take a position.
Well, I've told you...
I don't have any time, bro.
I told you about the statistic on how much... like, if you take a look at how much all of, say, America watches television versus how much time has been put into Wikipedia. All of the time is that has been put into Wikipedia is like 0.00001% of the amount of time that people have spent watching television.
Absolutely, but you know what? Here's that's the
so
funny
that's,
thing.
That's the
funny
whole thing about
you're
channeling information,
channeling information and doing and putting in the fucking hard work.
But you're being
you're
a Nazi.
Gonna,
you were being no, a Nazi
being
and saying if they're if
Nazi.
You're if you're if Fuck you're not you. Thinking about this, then you're obviously a lazy, stupid person who's misusing their leisure time. And I'm like, who are you to say this? There is stuff going on in Africa. Why aren't you fighting for them? Why aren't you thinking about them on a daily basis? Why don't you get off the fence and start helping them, you lazy piece of shit atheist?
Well, I have
because
issues
you now
with
realize
here.
There is no God, so obviously, you know, these poor suckers aren't going to heaven after they live on the hell on earth that is Africa.
All right, so let
so
me,
how
let
about
me,
that?
Let me, okay, what kind of things can I think about that will improve their lives?
Well, you could look into donating a little bit of money
or
time.
Actually, that sounds like actually now you're dealing with a monetary thing. Now you're putting money in my face. You're saying, well, put some money into it.
Put some money or
I'm
time.
Asking you
or
this.
Time.
How
or
much
time,
time.
Or time. Or time.
How much? Okay, let
start
me ask
a
you
blog.
This. Well, you don't think
you
think,
don't have a blog already?
Well, you don't
why
think
why
I've thought about these things? I you are being unfair. You're putting an impossible situation in front of me of saying, well, if you're going to think about atheism, for instance, you need to think about all these other issues.
Well,
In an equal sort of like respect.
If
I'm
going to
say this, I'm going to say this. All right, like that is the unfair assumption about this is because atheism or even a position about God, if you're going to be religious or non-religious, these are positions that you've had about a very important question regarding the existence of the universe. This is a very very simple thing. You can sit down and think about that position. Go ahead. What you forgot?
Yeah, I did, because you've basically been bullying me for about 5 minutes. Okay, here we go. If you're going to put a moral imperative on people to pay attention to what you to your topic of atheism, because atheism is important, this is an important topic, and therefore you have to think about it and make a decision about it,
absolutely.
Then all of a sudden that opens the floodgates to thousands of other really important topics and really important issues that you don't think about yourself.
Well, name
so
one,
I just,
one, name
here's,
one issue
I, I'm not about disagreeing it. With you that, yeah, people should probably take some time to think about it, but there's all sorts of people thinking about things that are just as valid as and important. And to just go out and say, if you're not thinking about religion and you're not taking a stance, then you're a schmuck. And I'm just saying that is a very, pig-headed, stereotypically atheist thing to say.
I don't agree. I'll tell you this, that if you're saying, well, you are describing this as a moral imperative and therefore other moral imperatives.
You described it as a moral imperative.
Wait, can I finish?
No. Because you haven't been giving me my turns to finish.
Aw, look at you. You're so sad. Look, all I'm saying is that if you're going to use that card of saying, well, if you think about atheism, there are all the kinds of moral imperatives that you must think about, you're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about those things all the time myself, too. Mm-hmm. All right? I'm not going to suddenly, you know, say, well, I haven't thought about the situation or I haven't thought about all these other kind of important moral questions. I do. That is why I believe that at least a stance about religion is still an important statement about how you really frame all of the important questions, all of the important sort of like issues in this world. And if you choose that, if you say that religion is not one of these important issues, I'm like saying like, okay, here's we're actually going to use this as a method of transitioning to the UN anti-blasphemy laws that are trying to be passed in the UN. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, so I'll explain it. Basically, the UN wants to make a resolution and force it through that any, like, I'll describe to you literally what the resolution is supposed to say. Okay, here's the resolution. Urges states to provide, within their respective legal and constitutional systems, adequate protection against acts of hatred, discrimination, intimidation, and coercion resulting from defamation of religion. In other words, what they want to do is they want to make it illegal for anyone to make a movie, to make even a podcast or anything else where Islam or any other religion is being hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, their feelings are being hurt. Mm-hmm. They want to make it illegal. So you would go to jail for saying these things, for expressing your opinions. Now, okay, the reason why I want to transition to this from sort of our discussion of you know, people that are agnostic is that a lot of people who claim themselves to be agnostics really are individuals that have chosen not to make a decision.
Yeah.
But if you look at a resolution like this UN resolution, what it tells you is that there are forces within this sort of like world that want to impose forced acceptance of their view. And if you think that those views don't matter and don't affect your life, consider the fact that, you know, any country that wants to implement Sharia law, which are many sort of Western countries, at least in Europe, where major Muslim populations want to institute these laws, these are the same laws that sort of like make it illegal for you to stone your daughter if she gets raped. You know, honor killings, all these things are part of Sharia law. And if you can't debate them out of their cruelty and inhumanity because the UN decides that that would be defaming the religion, then not having a stance is exactly why these kinds of resolutions can pass.
I understand that. My whole point is saying that the whole world is full of conflicts like this where it's ideologies battling it out with each other. And we all have to pick and choose. I mean, I look right now at what's going on with the internet and net neutrality and copyright law as very important things. And I partake in that battle and I fight that fight. But I'm not going to get pissy and angry at people who are just going to sit on the fence about it and not think about the effect of a copyright that never ends and the effect of what happens if net neutrality breaks, because I understand that they probably got their own important battles. They're probably out there probably donating to these charities or supporting these things and doing these causes, because everybody can't do everything. You have to understand, you are in a very unique position where you get to sit around and think about shit all day about humanity and morals and religion and everything else.
You assume it would take years to just think about it. I'm asking
people. No, I'm not saying that it's not years or anything like that. I'm just saying that there are people pick their causes, and you can't do everything. And lots of people just don't care enough about the religious thing. There's other people taking care of that, other people fighting for that. And when push comes to shove and there's something big enough in their face that makes them make a decision, they'll make a decision.
And well, I'll tell you what. Your assumption would be correct if I really felt that the majority of individuals had really devoted their lives, their time and their thoughts towards sort of like to these grander
but
issues.
They don't.
The honest truth is that they don't.
They don't. They devote their lives to their lives, to living their daily lives and getting by as best as they can.
And
there is nothing wrong with that.
There are many things wrong with that. Look, you know why they stopped teaching civics in school? You know why? I mean, there used to be in the day where you had to learn that shit. Being a good citizen was one of the most important things you could do. And now it's like, who gives a shit? I'm going to look out for me, brother. Mm-hmm. And then that is a huge, huge shift in attitude. And I believe that shift in attitude is not towards the right, like, in the right spectrum.
I agree with you completely on that. It would be great if more people cared about more things. I'm just, again...
Well, you're justifying their non-attitude by saying, well, they're looking after their own thing, and I would do the same in their position, and therefore they're right.
No,
and I'm like... I'm sorry, you're wrong.
I'm asking you to recognize the fact that just because a person doesn't fight for the religious or fight over the issues of God and atheism and religion doesn't mean really anything.
You confuse my sort of like asking people to really think about them these issues and sort of picking a side. Basically, what I'm saying is that, look, people who take these agnostic attitudes, most of the time they're saying, well, I don't know either way. It could be one, it could be the other. But the honest truth is that these issues haven't been really thought out. They're diplomatic stances. They're stances where a person obviously does not believe. Because it's not one of those things where you're like, oh, I'm not sure. I tell you what, if you're not sure, you don't believe. Belief is like one of those things where I'm not sure if magic exists. Magic doesn't exist for you if you're not sure. You know, faith does not... like, the belief in God, for instance, requires faith. Lack of faith, no faith, equals no belief. It really is that simple. I mean, I didn't draw those lines. Religious people draw those lines. They're like, you either believe in God, or if you're fucking on that fence, you don't. And when you're the people that are on that fence who pretend to say, well, I'm really sort of like, you know, I'm keeping an open mind towards the possibility of God. I'm like, you're assuming that atheists don't keep an open mind towards the possibility of God. I'm like, we're always searching. I'm like, the day that fucking proof is there, I'm like, sweet! All these things that people have been saying is true, wicked. But I mean, the evidence is not in their fucking, you know, corner. And every time any evidence suggests that, like, they're completely fucking wrong, it's always the same thing. Well, you have to just trust us. You just have to have faith. And I'm like, this is the very intellectually insulting thing for them to say. And a person who's sort of like sitting on the fence has not sort of looked at any of that evidence, and to just suddenly say, well, he's busy, you know, he should be thinking about other things. I'm like, I'm sorry. Don't have to fight for the cause of atheism, but you should be thinking about your religious position, because when you don't, individuals that have agendas, I mean, they could be atheists or they could be religious alike, but individuals with agendas will make decisions, and you're not going to be involved in that process. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? If you're an agnostic and you live in the States, and they start fucking throwing around the idea of them teaching creationism in your fucking school, I mean, like, you're going to have to fucking choose. You're going to have to pick a side, unfortunately. That's the honest truth.
I can dig your fervor, and I know what you're getting at. My position is that you're trying to create some kind of magic scenario where you can suddenly take every single agnostic and say, boom, you're an atheist too. And I like it. It's a good trick. I'm pretty sure you could go and you could preach to a whole bunch of agnostics and you could turn them over. But all I'm saying is that, honestly, I don't think it's really like that. I think there's a lot of people out there who just again, are on completely different, in other places in their lives, dealing with other things. And sure, if you sat down with them and took half an hour and you know, nailed that message into their head, you'd probably convert them.
You know
what,
all it takes is about half an hour.
Yeah.
It's that one discussion that I think that a lot of agnostics haven't had. Really. I mean, it's just, like you said before, they're doing other things. You know, they're not thinking about those things. What I'm saying is that if you are listening and you are yourself an agnostic, okay, and you're listening to this show, I got a fucking news for you. You're an atheist, bro. You are. You are an atheist. An atheist doesn't mean you 100% don't believe in God, but you're just... You know, when you don't pick a side, you are an atheist. You know, an atheist basically is a skeptical individual that says, your personal God who answers prayer, who does all these things, who tells people what to do, is insane. Like, this is not part of reality. You know, if you want to think, well, the Big Bang was really sort of like a big, powerful entity. I mean, that's a... It's a bit of a silly idea, just because you're like, well, who created this fucking entity that created the universe? I mean, it starts its own fucking problem, right? But I mean, it's not the personal God of religion. And if you don't believe in the personal God of religion, then you have to kind of accept the fact that the people that do believe in God, they don't think that your belief is worthy or worthwhile. Like, you are an atheist, just like me, for not believing in their fucking personal God.
I don't know. I think the whole point is you kind of make agnostics out to have no stance, and I think they kind of take a really minor stance in just saying, well, I don't know, and I don't really care. And that's pretty much it.
For me, it's the second part that's always gotten to me, because the attitude that I don't care is like, you know that whole saying, evil happens when good men do nothing? It's the same idea. It's I don't care. Hey, okay. The Nazis are taking over? I don't care. My job isn't threatened.
Imagine this then. Imagine where all religions were more like the Jewish religion, where they don't really get into non-Jews' faces about belief and this and that, and you never hear about... Jewish people. Well, I guess the Orthodox ones and stuff like that. Maybe this isn't a great example, but okay. Imagine a world where the religions just stick to themselves,
like Buddhism. Imagine a world of Buddhism,
and they don't get in anyone's face, and they don't try and change the laws and everything else. Would this whole atheism agnostic discussion be as big of a deal?
Probably not. But again, like I said, I mean, it would be foolish to think that religions exist in their own bubbles. But, you know, it's the same way that people say that, all these conflicts aren't caused by religion. They're political conflicts. I'm like, you fool. You separate politics and religion? Like, what is wrong with you? In most of the world, politics and religion are the same thing. They're not separated at all. I mean, religious attitudes lead to political action. It's just, that's how simple it is. Mm-hmm. And it's just because people feel the need to, control and express their religion outside of their own mind. So it's essentially why I'm saying that having a position is so important, because the people that already have positions, specifically the religious people who have those positions and who make up the majority, they have plans, okay? They have plans for people like you and me.
You've drank the religulous Kool-Aid that last 5 minutes where the guy basically says there's a war coming and we've got to do something about it.
I would say it's, you know, first and foremost, not necessarily an actual physical war. There is a bit of an intellectual war going on, and I think that war has to do with the fact that we need to grow up as a species, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that letting go of God is the most important. One of the most fundamentally important things for a species to do now. Specifically, you know, not because I want to get all, the end of the world and blah, 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 but how many religionists are actually, you know, believe in the apocalypse or something similar to it? You know, they don't have any foresight. They don't care. Environmentalism? Who gives a shit? Jesus is coming down. Muhammad's coming back. All these people, everything's going to be fixed. The world's going to be on fire, but after that, it's going to cool off and we're going to be in a new Eden. I'm like, what? No! As soon as a person has a very ridiculous and fundamentalist belief that is a direct consequence of their religious attitudes, that you have to sort of like, you now come to the realization that a religious attitude is one of the most fundamentally important things for a human being to have. Because when the stakes are that high, people do have to choose.
When the stakes get that high, people will choose. Right now, they just obviously don't care enough.
Well, they don't see kind of like a momentum that's gathering. And basically that momentum has a lot to do with you know, I think the reason why it's 15% of people that are now non-religious is because there's an increased marginalization in religion. Certain individuals are becoming more fundamentalists. As you can see it, you know, like they're separating themselves from society. They grow. They're like a fucking cancerous tumor. And like in democracies like ours, I mean, it presents its own problem. I mean, you know why France is so freaking scared all the time, why they have riots? Because France is afraid that once the, you know, sort of like the Muslim population of their country takes over, within their own democracy, they're going to just institute Sharia law, all kinds of crazy fucking shit. And they're worried as hell. Like, they want to secularize the people that are coming in, and that secularization is being fought. You know, and they're accepting many, many immigrants. And this is why a lot of European countries are saying no to immigration, specifically because they don't want these theocratic attitudes to infest their fucking democracies, because the tyranny of the majority can happen for religious people as well. It's why in Texas, you know, you still have fucking schools that have creationist textbooks. Like, it was clear. The law is clear. You are not allowed to do that. But nobody's saying shit. Why? Well, it turns out the religionists make the fucking majority of the of these school boards. So they're like, well, we just want to pass that, and we're just going to do it. And that's exactly why I'm saying that. If you could take an attitude saying, I don't care. But next thing you know, shit, they're teaching creationism in school. Holy shit, you got to say prayer. You can't get into office unless you're religious too. And you're thinking, what the fuck happened? Well, you know what happened? Well, you were too busy to take a fucking position.
Nothing happened, actually. Things are swinging more over towards our side now. So it's not like things are getting worse. Things are actually getting better.
Well, I think what they're happening is they're becoming polarized. And in any sort of like, and that polarization forces sort of like a conflict on people. Like, you know, if you get the evangelicals that are saying, you know, they really truly have the attitude that atheism is fucking Satanism, right? Now, if they make up about 50 to 20% of the American population, and they're a growing demographic too. And on the flip side, there's a growing atheist demographic who begins to be sort of like more vocal. What the fuck happens there? You know, there's now all of a sudden you get conflict. Like, for the most part, the atheists are like, keep that shit to yourself. And they're like, God and country together. These are incompatible ideologies. I mean, I could suddenly say, well, as long as you keep that to yourself, nothing fucking bad's going to happen. They don't want to keep it to themselves at all. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to do about that attitude? I have to fight that attitude. I have to engage in as much a fucking conversation with them as possible because they need to mellow out when it comes to bringing religion into society. I'm like, whoa, no further here. It stops now. And like the more we take kind of like a lazy attitude towards it, the more inroads they take, the more liberties they take. You know, why do you think that all these schools are experimenting with fucking creationism in their classroom? This is just phase one, bitch. It's like you introduce science in classroom, then all of a sudden you eliminate evolution, you eliminate all other kinds of sciences. You're like, God is the only thing you need to know about, and that's it. I mean, think about in the United States, before the Red Scare, teaching of evolution was illegal, okay? But then all of a sudden, shit, the Russians are sending things in space. We got to smarten up. I mean, it was the only reason that they started doing that shit, because the religious group had that level of power. It was just the fact that everybody was scared and knew that you can't teach anybody anything smart by fucking taking a literal attitude towards the Bible. Like, you are literally making an entire civilization of intellectual midgets. And they had to fucking step in and change that, and they were able to. I mean, it galvanized them. But what's our galvanizing sort of, like, element now? You know what I mean?
Terrorism.
Well, terrorism is actually forcing people to become more religious rather than less religious. I mean, it's a religious conflict, so people's attitude is, I got to fight it with my own religion. I'm like, no, you have to fight it with rationality. You have to fight it with, you know, sort of like intellectual debate and discussion, not take a, I don't want to have an opinion stance. I'm like, that is the worst stance to have. In this period of our history, that's what I'm saying. The worst stance to have is a sort of sitting on the fence attitude because things are happening. And you really have to sort of like take a look and say, there's more to it than just my attitude about the existence or non-existence of God. There are political forces that are moving, and you do have to fucking pick a side. And the side that I suggest is one where you say, religion can remain a personal choice, but it cannot have any role in policy.
I just think everybody basically feels that the people who really care and the people who are taking charge are taking charge and dealing with it. And once things get crazy, once Germany starts invading everybody, then maybe they'll start considering. And it would be nice if they'd just gone and killed Hitler before he did anything. But that's just not the way the world works. And to expect people to have enough foresight to see where this may or may not be going if they don't step in now.
Well, this is why I think, though. I mean, your attitude is saying, well, you need to not worry about it.
No,
it's one where I'm like, I'm sort of forcing that dialogue. I'm forcing people's hands during the discussion because, you know, you can't remain silent. You can't just sit down and assume, hey, you know, it's like 1936, and you're like, oh, those Nazis, they're not going to do anything. Hello, wake up! You know, this is a force. This is a political force. And, you know, just of taking the attitude of saying, well, I don't need to worry about this. I'm like, that's always that reactionary thing that we do. And I'm like, we don't need that. We don't need to be putting out fires once they burn. We just need to make sure that shit doesn't get too hot. You know, we got to cool it down. And a lot of fucking fundamentalists need to cool the fuck down, man. They are getting fucking scary. They are getting scary. Okay, with that, I want to talk about the last thing, which is, I mean, talk about scary. This is in Iran. Two teenage girls are being have been sentenced to death, and they're fighting there. They're appealing the decision. Basically, the situation was these two women were assaulted by three men who tried to rape them, and during the assault, one of the women stabbed one of the alleged rapists, and he died. So it was basically decided that they were going to have to die for murder. Which is just insane to me. I mean,
so is this that aforementioned Sharia law?
That is part of that law, yeah. Basically, you have to understand that there is a different interpretation of the value of women in society. I mean, a man died. That's ultimately what the problem is. A man died and a woman killed him? It's like, we can't allow that. These women must be put to death, even though they're also minors. You know, they were 16 when that happened. You know, and so they're gonna fucking die. And I'm like, this is a terrible, terrible thing. I'm like, what are you supposed to tell a woman? Well, if you're being raped, don't fight back. You might kill him and then be sentenced to death. I mean, consider also the fact that women who do get raped also do get punished typically. They do go to jail for, you know, tempting men. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, but this is the same society that'll end up, you know, they'll stone their daughters for whatever reason. It's... you know, this is obviously a flashier headline, but it's no different. I mean, I kind of had an attitude when I was posting up on The Good Atheist, God, like several months ago. I would look through all the news, and every day you'd read stuff about what was going on in different countries, and these people were being stoned for this, and these people were being stoned for that, and women getting acid thrown in their face. And I'm like, you know what? This here is happening every day, and it's not that I want to say that it's not worth talking about, but it's... These are all flashy headlines to a standard story that we all understand perfectly well. So of course we're like, wow, this is a really insane interpretation, but we understand what the base problem is.
Well, obviously we do. I think those stories just, I mean, you're right. It's not to teach us anything new, but it is a reminder of what the attitude is over there. Because I've met plenty of people from Iran, mostly young people, because I think 90% of their population is sort of like people under the age of 30.
Yeah.
And it's weird because there's a dichotomy over there. Most of the people that are young, they're very modern. They kind of like take very modern attitudes about society, but they don't say shit about all the really crazy things that happen in the background.
Well, of course you don't, because if you do, something will
disappear.
Happen to you.
Obviously, you disappear. You fucking, you know, you're sent away, and you don't come back. And it must be a really crazy thing for them, because they want so much these modern values that sort of reflect their generation, and yet they have to face the terrifying reality of their parents' generation. I mean, imagine if it was the same for us. Yeah, the people in power. Imagine if it was the same for us. You know, imagine if it was something as insane as the fact that.
Well, I mean, look at America, for example.
America.
I still like to think that the majority of Americans didn't support half the things that George Bush did. It's just that they got beat out at the polls by a bunch of old angry people.
Yeah, old angry white people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny because rather than just assert their dominance, just through the political party, it's old people asserting their dominance through, voting. Because they're young people don't vote.
Well,
they don't care.
And old people do it through other reasons. I mean, they vote, but they also they fund.
Oh,
they fund ideals, and they, you know, that makes a big difference. I mean, who are you supposed to believe? You're supposed to believe the guy with the cheap ad or the guy that has ads running 24/7? This guy seems to know what he's talking about. Of course, these ads don't say that he's a psycho right-wing neoconservative nut job.
I guess that's a sort of sad thing. I mean, the only thing I wanted to talk about mostly with this was the fact that, the big
was this
story,
like the big WTF story kind of
it
thing?
Was,
you just
well,
wanted
it,
to
it
give
was,
that?
It was a little bit because Iran has a tendency of executing minors. And, you know, the only place that other place that does it is actually the U.S. And you know what? Like,
yes!
In
USA
terms of,
number two!
They not only execute minors, they also execute the retarded. I mean, those are the two worst countries in terms of executions, apart from China. Mm. I don't even want to talk about China's executions because that's just a whole other fucking bag. But if you want to deal with... I find it funny that I'm reading this from an American website that's deploring the fact that there are these young women are being murdered by the state, and yet this thing is going on all the fucking time.
Yeah,
but the
US. It's for different reasons. They deplore the fact that these women are being executed for defending themselves, while in the states they will say if these young women went on a murderous rampage and killed several people, then yes, they should be put to death.
Well, I guess in our own think about how our morality, our perception is different, because you probably go to Iran and everybody would be like, oh yeah, I mean, it's you kill someone and you should therefore also be sentenced to death. This is kind of a simple thing. Yeah. Where for us, we've kind of like, we've thought about the issue and said, well, if I was a person that was being raped, attacked, or about to be killed, how would I respond? And everybody realizes I would respond probably with deadly force. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to blame a person for, you know, trying to defend themselves. It's like a natural thing. You're like, my livelihood was threatened. I didn't ask for this. A person came over and they tried to kill me. And in that process of defending myself, I killed them.
Well, there's similar stories that happen all the time. There was a guy I was reading about recently. He was in his house, and the cops kicked in the door, and he shot one of them because he didn't realize. He shot through his bedroom door into the living room where the cops had basically raided his house on suspicion of him growing pot. And he shot through the door and killed a cop, and he's in jail now for killing that guy.
Well, that's funny. That's another funny example, because imagine how our perception has changed. Because now there's a new addition, right? It's like, well, this person was defending himself. But now we have sort of like the added way of saying, well, this person, he shot a cop. And a cop represents to some people saying, like, this is law, order, justice. Yep. And you killed justice? Why did you kill justice? And I'm thinking to myself, look, you have to eliminate all this superfluous information. What is the basics of the, what is the basic information? Okay, person was attacked in home, no fucking warning. It's late at night, they had no right to be there. You know, it's like one more of those fucking drug, overzealous motherfuckers like the, you know, the bullshit ATF, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and what they did to Waco. It's the same fucking thing.
Oh, now
this
we're
guy's, this guy's a, this guy's a drug dealer. I'm gonna fucking kill him because he's a bastard. You know, like, this is how the aggressive attitude that law enforcement agencies have towards, you know, certain individuals pepper how they treat those individuals and how those individuals therefore treat them. I'm like, if you look at the sort of like the more fundamentals, what was the mind frame of both of those people, the ones breaking in and the one trying to defend himself? That's all you need to know. I don't care what the fuck their job was. I wouldn't care if the guy who shot was actually a drug dealer or if he wasn't. Because if you start using that kind of line of reasoning of saying, well, you know, this person is lesser in society and this person is better in society, therefore the lesser one should be punished, the situation didn't call into question their worthiness as citizens. It was just a fucking flash in time. Who was right, who was wrong? Well, who breaks into a fucking house like all motherfucking crazy and not assume that something's going to happen? You know, like even cops who break into houses on the, one of those midnight kind of runs and stuff like that, there are risks that are the involved. I mean, how much of this really, oh, this is the police. You don't know what the fuck is going on. Mm. And if you don't have any reason to suspect that the cops would be there because you're not an actual drug dealer, it changes the complete dynamic. You're like, I'm being broken into and someone's trying to kill me.
Yep.
So I think that one of the things we have to understand as society to seek justice is to know what the frame of mind of the people are rather than what their job is. That doesn't matter. You know, like a woman trying to be raped. I don't care if you're a fucking Iranian man who doesn't think that women are equal to, you know, men. What was this person going through? They were being attacked. Okay, they had the danger of possibly being killed. They used a knife to defend themselves. In that process, the attacker was died. Well, too fucking bad. You know what I mean? This is what outrages me the most. Anytime where we can make these sort of pluralistic attitudes and not think about, you know, sort of like how, what would we have done in that position to empathize with the people. This is when we do, this is a law failure. And I mean, these happen all the time where they're because they make that blanket assessment that women are like criminals. You know, mm-hmm. They're lesser in society. And like, you killed a man? But a man is the most important thing. And that's exactly why these kinds of things happen all the time. And it's exactly why most of the people that are killed, that are underage, are always women. Mm-hmm. Always. They get the fucking short end of the stick.